Active Teachers of Health Reform. In the 3 weeks they spent at Dansville, James and Ellen White found what they were needing and seeking, a practical application of the principles of healthful living that would fit them for the position they were called to fill as teachers of health. Of course, there was yet much to learn, and with open minds they continued their search for what would be a help to them and to the believers generally. It is hard to know all that was going through their minds as they left Dansville to fill their appointments on their Eastern tour. In projecting this tour, just before they left Battle Creek on August 24, James White had put this note in the review. "We now design to spend a few weeks at the health institution called our home, at Dansville, New York, then attend the New York State Conference, October 2 to 4, then visit New England as the Brethren may arrange it." The Review and Herald, September 6, 1864. It is clear from the glowing report of this 1864 conference in New York State, furnished by Mary Maxson, a resident of Adams Center, where the meeting was held, that James and Ellen White were prepared to enthusiastically launch out in the role of teachers of health. She reported, "Sabbath morning we had a social meeting, and many glad testimonies were given in behalf of God and His precious truth. After the conference meeting had closed, Brother White gave a discourse upon the subject of sanctification. His remarks were founded upon. He dwelt particularly upon the necessity of being temperate in all things, in order to be sanctified, and fit for our Master's use. In the afternoon Brother Andrews occupied a few moments in speaking upon the same subject, and Sister White followed him with a very interesting and instructive testimony. She showed the importance of having a healthy body, if we would have a healthy, happy mind." The Review and Herald, October 25, 1860. Mary Maxson earnestly voiced her feelings. "May God help us to begin a thorough reformation immediately. Let us not look at these things afar off, and resolve that at some future time we will reform, but let us, in the strength of God, commence now, remembering that we must work fast in order to overcome all our sins, and be prepared to meet the Lord when He shall come. The injunction, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares, applies particularly to us, and may God help us to heed it." Ibid. With a ready pen and an effective use of words, this reporter continued her colorful description of the afternoon meetings on Sunday. "In the afternoon, Brother Andrews gave a deep and powerful discourse from. He showed the relation the Sabbath sustains to creation, etc. After the discourse, Sister White again gave her testimony, and oh, how exceedingly precious the Christian's hope looked to us as we listened to her words of heavenly comfort and cheer. She had great freedom in speaking, and the falling tear, the fervent Amen, and glory to God told plainly that the Spirit of the Lord accompanied her words with power. I bless God that I was permitted to hear that exhortation." Ibid. How was this initial broad public presentation on health reform received by those attending the conference? An action taken before its close answers the question. Resolved, that we highly appreciate the testimony of Brother and Sister White at this conference, and that we are grateful to God for the gift of prophecy which He has placed in the Church. Ibid. From Adams Center, James and Ellen White pushed on into New England, where they caught up with J.N. Loughborough. Together they visited a number of churches and met with the general public. When the Whites met seasoned believers, they dealt with the subject of disease and its causes, and reforms in habits of life. Their messages were well received.